Bobby. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Boy, oh boy, these Democrats say that the Republicans are going to put the grandma in the wheelchair and just dump her off on the side of the road over the mountain. What do you think about that?
What I found kind of interesting about Chairman Brewer's comments were, you know, he talks about, you know, what Mitt Romney is going to do allegedly, what Paul Ryan's all about allegedly. But the reality is that they don't talk about what Obama has not accomplished, and he has no plan going forward. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to get on the line and to talk about, first of all, things that are incorrect, like ending Medicare. That is absolutely not the case. President Obama is the first president in history since Medicare to cut Medicare, and the Congressional Budget Office identified, you know, and it's a completely nonpartisan group, over $700 billion of cuts in Medicare. And what the Romney-Ryan plan is to make certain that we have Medicare going forward. Make sure that people today, 55 and older, continue to have Medicare. And to make certain that as we all age and get to that stage in life, that there will be Medicare and Social Security for those that will be eligible for it going forward. And it's just absurd. And if the reality is he didn't even discuss deficit cuts. He didn't discuss the spending until you raised it. And Obama doesn't have a plan to cut our deficit or to cut our budget or to pay down our long-term obligations, similar to what Governor Snyder has done in Lansing, which was him and the legislature attacked it the first day on the job. And that's what Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are going to do. I mean, you know, I could go on and on as I was listening to Chairman Brewer, and you know, I respect Mark, and I know he's got a job to do, and he believes in his message. But the reality is to talk about the tax plan, income tax plan that Mitt Romney has, and say he's cutting taxes for the rich and not address what he's doing across the board is incorrect and unfair. And we all of us need to be intellectually honest about where this country is going. We're headed off the cliff. We're quickly hitting the point of being unable to return from the dive off the cliff. And if anybody is pushing anybody over the cliff, it's the continuation of this deficit building. And, you know, look, $1.3 trillion per year for 4 years in office, he added to our deficit.
You know, Bobby, we've heard from a lot of folks, a lot of our listeners who say Mitt Romney seems like an okay guy, but he is not Governor Snyder. He doesn't come across as someone who's very approachable. You can't buy what he's selling. He really hasn't been able to really touch out and move the people. What's your take on that?
I think Governor Snyder was elected to office in Michigan to get a grip on 8 years of Granholm failures, 8 years of poor budgeting, using gimmicks to balance the budget, et cetera, and not addressing the future. And the message of all the Republican governors that are now in office across the country is very parallel to what Rick Snyder is doing, which is to deal with the issues today that are affecting our future. And Mitt Romney is exactly cut from the same cloth as all of these governors. And as he expressed it as succinctly as some people perhaps would like, I guess you could debate that. But he clearly has a five-point plan for America. It's energy, budget, deficit, eliminate all of these excess, reform entitlements, you know, and so forth. And at the end of the day, this country cannot continue on this path. And the Obama administration does not have a plan to deal with it. It doesn't even meet with his jobs council because he's too busy. Too busy doing what? Campaigning? He is a campaigner-in-chief. And if this path for America is all about, do we want people, more people in this economy, in this country, being part of what makes the economy go and creates jobs, or do we want people dependent on government and taking from the government? And that's, at the end of the day, I think what this election is all about. It's opportunity, it's the future, it's the growth, it's job creation, it's the energy of what made this country great. And for presidents of the past, Democrats and Republicans, throughout history, have had that same focus. Bill Clinton, go on back, you know, years before, had the same plan, some more successful than others. Obama has no plan. He can't run on his record, so he's got to go after silly things with Mitt Romney, like, you know, let me see your tax returns. You know, let me talk to you about Bain Capital. put up, you know, ads that are very negative instead of talking about his plan for the future. Very, very unfortunate.
Bobby, Pete Hoekstra doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the name recognition in the state. Debbie Stabenow seems to be ready and poised to win another election. Is there any way Pete Hoekstra can beat her?
Absolutely. Pete Hoekstra understands the workings of the U.S. government, particularly the spending, the budget, the deficit issues. He understands foreign policy. He understands the issues of Michigan. He has great statewide name recognition, and you compound all of that with the fact that Debbie Stabenow's approval-disapproval percentages is that she's in the mid-40s, which means that 55% of the people of Michigan don't agree with the direction that she has provided in the United States Senate. You know, nearly 3 years, heading into 4 years of no budget on the United States Senate, a rubber stamp for every spending bill of Barack Obama. She aligns with all of the things in this economy that Obama has attempted to do that have failed. And as a result, I believe all Michigan voters, all citizens of Michigan are ready for a change. And Pete Hoekstra will have the financial resources. I have no doubt about it. His fundraising, it was obviously an expensive primary, and he had to do and spend as he needed to win it, and he did. And his campaign staff is out in force. They're raising money. They're working their message. They're visiting with voters across the state. As we get, you know, down to the, you know, I think it's like 86 days now, I think you'll see Pete Hoekstra begin to surge. And already, even with the primary just only a few days behind us, he's within the margin of error on the polling. And Debbie Stabenow, two-termer, ought to be 8, 9, 10 points ahead. And she's not. And there's reasons why she's not, because Pete Hoekstra has a better message.
Bobby Scholstack is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Bobby, we'll be talking a lot during the next few months. Thanks so much for your time.
Happy to be with you.